ask this of Missy, but talk about that battle going down that last 50. You're breathing to the right so you can see them all.
Yeah, you know, it actually worked out pretty well that I drew lane 7 for tonight because I was able to see, you know, all the lanes except one. So, that was a little bit of an advantage that I had, and knew I could take advantage of it and get my hand on the ball first.
Did you ever, you were second at the 100, and I think you were third at the 150.
Yeah.
You know, when you saw that you were pretty even with everybody, did that give you a little more confidence? Because I think you had said,
yeah,
you know,
for
you
sure.
Didn't expect
it. Yeah, for yeah. sure. It was a lot different than yesterday, and I didn't know where I was at the 100. I knew I was in that lead pack, you know, either first, second, or third, and I knew I could get the job done at the 100.
Katie, after swimming 1,900 meters yesterday, did this feel like, you know, nothing? Or
yeah, it was a lot easier than yesterday, or it just didn't hurt as much. And I knew that, I was hoping that would be the case, and I recovered well from yesterday and felt really good going into tonight, so I knew I could put together something.
What did you spend your day?
I slept okay last night, and then I came over here in the morning and swam a little bit to loosen up, and then I went back to the hotel and took a nap and ate and got ready for tonight.
When you look at how your thoughts about this event in general have evolved over the last couple of years, can you describe sort of, you know, whether you've come to really enjoy or appreciate or embrace this race a lot more since, you know, say 2 years ago?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the first, you know, at Olympic trials, I was ninth. I made it through to the semis, and then I finished ninth and just missed the final, which was, you know, slightly disappointing, but it was really a great swim. And I think that was sort of my first, you know, look at the 200. And I knew that at some point I could get on the relay and maybe eventually individually. So the next year I made the relay and kind of just been chipping away, and it's pretty special to be able to swim that 200 here.
Do you feel like you enjoy it now?
Yeah, I do. I knew it was going to be a really competitive field, and that's something that was really special for me, and it was an honor to be in a heat like that.
Katie, given that your brother is the one who dragged you into this sport, what does it mean that he's here witnessing this?
Oh, it means the world to me that he's here. He's my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, and I love him to death. So it means the world to me that he's here with my parents and my uncle, and just have the best family out there.
Were you surprised that you won?
You know, I could kind of see during the race that that I was out there, and I knew when I touched that I'd won. I was pretty confident that I had gotten my hand on the wall. But you know, going into the race, I knew it was going to be a battle, and you know, didn't really know what to expect.
Is it a different mindset going into the other races? You're so far out. You've been so far out in front. Is it mentally different getting ready for a race where it's going to be down to the wire?
Just in that I really wasn't focusing on time at all, and honestly that wasn't really a very fast heat. I like tied my best time. Usually it, you know, I was kind of expecting that I was going to have to go 154 to win that, so you know, it was what it was, and you know, I'm just happy I got my hand a little.
What does it mean for you to be on the top of the podium with Missy?
Yeah, that was awesome. It's really special when you get to see two American flags lifted, and you get to sing the Star Spangled Banner with a teammate next to you. So that was really special for me, and now we get to get excited for our 4x200 relay tomorrow. It should be pretty special. I think a lot of those people kind of went into that race with like a mentality that was going to just be like a cat and mouse kind of race, and I just went into with the mentality that I needed to race it and not pay attention to, oh, I'm going to be, you know, a little bit ahead at this point and things like that. I just knew I had to race it, and that's what I did, and I'm happy it worked out like that.
Hey, no one has ever swept at 2:48 and 1500 men or women in this event. If you should win that 800, could you appreciate if someone who kind of gets swimming history, you know, what that signifies?
Yeah, I really didn't know nobody had ever done that until about a month ago, and I think that provides a little bit of extra motivation. You know, I still wanted to do well in all of them before that, but yeah, that is a little bit of extra motivation, and yeah, that would be pretty special.
Not the pressure?
No, I never really feel pressure, and I, you know, going into London, I didn't, and since then, I've just tried to maintain that same mentality and relaxed nature, and I think that's something I've learned from a lot of the girls on the U.S. team, the veterans, and just trying to do my best.
Take two more.